start a new chapter today. Babu Jawazil Bukahi Alal Mayyiti Bighayri Nadbin Wala Niyahati. The chapter on the permissibility of crying for the deceased when it is done without being invited and without wailing. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought a few ahadith to show that when a person loses someone, then it's natural to cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. And it's also something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He teared at times when he lost people that were close to him. So this is not something that is abnormal. Sometimes you'll find when a person loses a family member, then people will tell this person, will tell him, don't cry, don't cry. But to cry is totally natural. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed rahmat in the heart, as we've seen from the different hadith. So there's nothing wrong with crying. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining that without people being invited and without wailing, what would happen in the time of Jahiliyyah when somebody would die, would pass away, then they would either call professional mourners. Professional mourners would come there and they'll start crying and they'll start making noises and screaming, etc. Or people will be invited, and these people will be invited to certain person's house where he had passed away or she had passed away, and they would start mourning and crying and making the people around them also cry. So when people would see that, yeah, at this particular home, so many mourners came, it means that a very big person passed away. But if it was a small person, there maybe would just be one or two people mourning. Yeah, there's so many people came, so many people were invited to mourn. Not only they mourning, they're making other people cry. So this is not permissible in Islam. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining that it is permissible to cry, yes, but it's to a certain limit, not going beyond that where persons are screaming, and crying, and wailing, and inviting people to come and mourn. أَمَّا النِّيَاحَ فَحَرَامٌ وَسَيَأْتِي فِيهَا بَابٌ فِي كِتَابِ النَّهِي. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is saying, as far as having professional mourners is concerned, this is haram, and this will come later on in the kitab of Nahi, those kitabs which explain those things that are prevented, that are not permissible in Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَمَا الْبُكَاءُ فَجَاءَتْ أَحَادِيثُ بِالنَّهِي عَنْهُ. As far as crying, there are certain ahadith that show us that we shouldn't cry. وَأَنَّ الْمَيِّتَ يُعَذَّبُ بِبُكَاءِ أَهْلِ. And then he's explaining further what is meant by this, that in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the mayyit feels pain by the crying of the family. وَهِيَ مُتَأَوَّلَةٌ وَمَحْمُولَةٌ عَلَى مَنْ أُوصَى بِهِ. This, he's saying, that they need some explanation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the person is being punished, he's feeling pain because of the crying of his family. What is meant by this, is that person is feeling pain who made wasiyah to his family, that you must mourn after me. Or, in another situation where he knew his family had this tradition of calling wailers and mourners and having a professional mourning session there, but he didn't stop them. Now when these people do that after his death, he will feel the pain and he will feel the punishment of this in his qabr. Although he's not involved in the mourning, they are mourning over him, but because he didn't stop it, or he made wasiyat for it, or this person didn't make talim and didn't teach his family properly, now they are involved in this wrong. So this is how this person is feeling the effects of it in his qabr. وَالنَّهْيُ إِنَّمَا هُوَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءَ الَّذِي فِيهِ نَدْبٌ. He explains that what is not permissible is that crying where the people are invited, or نِيَاحَةٌ, or professional mourners are hired. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى جَوَازِ الْبُكَاءِ بِغَيْرِ نَدْبٍ وَلَا نِيَاحَةٍ أَحَادِيثٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِنْهَا. He's explaining the permissibility for people crying without inviting people or without hiring professional mourners. There are many, many ahadith. From amongst them, he'll mention these few. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aada Sa'ad ibn Ubadah wa ma'ahu Abdurrahman ibn Auf wa Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas wa Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to visit Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu, and with him was Abdurrahman ibn Auf. With Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam began to weep, began to cry. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَوْمُ بُكَاءَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَكَوْا. When the Sahaba saw Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ crying, they started crying. That's what you call love. When somebody loves someone, you just see that person crying, and because of your love for that person, you'll also start crying. Can you imagine what love Sahaba had for Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ? Yeah, they came on the occasion when Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu had passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there, and Rasulullah sallam started crying. Sahaba saw Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam crying, they also started crying. فَقَالَ أَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that, listen, listen, Inna Allah la yu'adhibu bi dam'il 'ayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not, Inna Allah la yu'adhibu bi dam'il 'ayn, wala bi huzni al-qalbi, walakin yu'adhibu bi hadha aw yarhamu. Wa ashara ila lisanihi. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish because of the tears that come out of the eyes. Allah Pak does not punish because of the grief that the person feels in his heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes, oh, he has mercy on a person because of what his tongue says. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ishara, he pointed to his tongue. In other words, that for the eyes to tear, for the heart to feel sad, that is normal. But either you're going to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the way you use your tongue at that moment, or you are going to bring about punishment because of the way you use your tongue at those moments. One more hadith. عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع إليه ابن ابنته وهو من الموت وهو في الموت. عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه. He says that the small child of his daughter was brought to him. We did this hadith yesterday. The daughter, her name was Zainab رضي الله عنها. That incident we did where she sent a messenger that called رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that my child is in this condition. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this child was presented to him. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started tearing. He started tearing. Naturally, this child was so young, and this child was now in the throes of death. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started tearing. فَقَالَهُ سَعَدْ radiallahu anhu, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this? He thought to himself, it's not, maybe it's against nubuwat, it's against the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to cry, thinking that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tearing. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this? قَالَ هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي قُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and this is mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this mercy in the hearts of his servants. وَإِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only shows mercy to those people who show mercy to others. Those people that show mercy to Allah, to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy to them. So here from this hadith we learn that there is nothing wrong with tearing, nothing wrong with crying at that moment, because this is something natural. But for everything, there is a certain limit. Even when a person has loses somebody and he is crying and tearing, even there also there is a limit. It teaches us there is something known as control. Control is such an important thing in a person's life, that every situation in his life he should exercise control. Even at this occasion, when somebody is lost, at that point also he should exercise control and look after his tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.